Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You have the freedom to call me anytime, any place. I am here for you. Freedom! You got freedom! Anyway, Smooth Drama is smoothdrama.com. That is the email that you can email me your questions, comments, and concerns, just in case you don't want to call me. And, of course, for those ghosting listening, you can jump into the Flash chat. Jump in. Holla at your boy. Facebook. The Facebook Smooth Drama page. You can jump in there. If you Twitter, you want to tweet, we can do our Tweety Bird thing. Boom. I'm there. Just Google Smooth Drama. You hit me up, I hit you back, and we can be friends. And we can sing that song. What about your friends? Will there be a... Not going to destroy nothing. Anyway, I haven't done this in a while. The things that stupid people do. Apparently, one of the things that stupid people do is buy those Samsung phones. You know? You know, the ones that are, like, blowing up? Because apparently they did the recall, but didn't matter. On Wednesday, on Southwest flight in Louisville, they had to force an evacuation because somebody's new replacement of the recall phone caught on fire. So, yeah. If you want your ears to be predisposed to exploding or your pocket whatnot be set on fire, if you got your phone in your pocket or on your little thing whatnot, buy a Samsung. Apparently, if you love fire, that is the phone for you. Special shout out to Samsung, setting the world on fire one phone at a time. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all not excited as me to have your phone just be ready to blow up on you? See, now, I would say, because you remember they were talking about how iPhone, how the sales was going down and Samsung was catching up. More of that. I'm guessing, it's just a guess. Folks ain't jumping to buy them exploding phones. I know I'm not. I'm gonna stick to whatever's not exploding. I don't care for the iPhone, but I'll take my little normal Droid phone. It does just enough for me. And shockingly, it does not explode when I turn it on or turn it off or whatever the hell I'm doing with it. It's a beautiful thing. But I'm not done because, of course, you know, when I talk about the things that crazy people do, or we can say the crazy things that people do, sometimes they interweave and twirl together and become one big ball of confusion like the Temptations song a long time ago. A British man posted a video of himself eating his wife's, get ready, placenta, the afterbirth, both raw and cooked. Say this dude's name, just in case you're in Britain. If you're around him and you're in Britain, if you're one of my listeners in the British area, you might want to steer clear of this guy. Ross Watson. he apparently took home his wife's afterbirth and decided he was going to eat it with some beans to make it go down better. And so he said 9 months into cooking and about 10 minutes into eating. And he came out and said, it kind of tastes like a bad cut of pork. To which I'm like, how the hell you know what bad pork tastes like? I mean, you, yeah, I'm grossed out. And I know it's definitely one of the grossest things you talk about, but that's what I say. When you talk about people being crazy or people doing crazy things, these are the examples that I point to that differentiate yourself from the Looney Tunes cats, right? Because just if you think you're crazy, I would ask you, do you think about eating afterbirth raw or cooked? If you say no, then you're probably not on that crazy level. If you say, yeah, I can see how you did that and it was cool, then yeah, you may be on the road to crazy. Anyway, they have made something I thought was hilarious. Toilet paper with Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton each roll. And I'm sitting up there like, you know, they're probably gonna like wear it. I mean, we'll buy it. It's $7.95 for each one, and I guess the website is takeadumpwithtrump.com, and you can buy either one, toilet paper with Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. To which I would say, I mean, do you really want Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump's face near your ass? Like, really? You think about that for a second and get back to me. In your spot, you got one of them two. I don't know about y'all, but I can't see that as something that I want. I mean, just having toilet paper as a memento, why? What are you going to do with Donald Trump toilet paper or Hillary Clinton toilet paper? The only way I would use that stuff is if it was the zombie apocalypse. Other than that, it is probably not going down. But hey, if you're one of them collectors who like collecting weird stuff, I'm a collector. I collect comics, so I guess I can understand it. And if you just happen to get one of them rolls, whatnot, and maybe it'll be worth something one day. I don't know. I myself am, I won't say ambivalent. I'll just say, yeah, I shall take a pass, because a pass needs to be taken on this, because it's way past ridiculous. But speaking of way past ridiculous and wiping your ass with something, Bud Pierce, Republican candidate for governor in Oregon, he said one of the, and I'm being sarcastic here, smartest things that you could ever say. You know how there are some people who are so hateful that they could say something really stupid and not know that it's dumb, but to them they're sounding smart. This dude, in the middle of a live stream debate, said that women with a great education and training and a great job aren't susceptible to domestic violence. Now, he lost his communications director over it and a few other people in his campaign. But let's look at that for a second. Bud Pierce, not to be confused with Bud from the Cosby Show. I know I'm not supposed to say Cosby Show, but Bud from the Cosby Show was funny. We're not going to confuse old Bud Pierce. But the fact that he said, if you have a great education, training, and a great job, you can't be beaten. You're just not susceptible to it, because I guess what he probably meant was you're too smart for it to happen to you. But it is a dumb statement, because the woman's intelligence has nothing to do with the man's lack of intelligence in hitting the woman in the first place. I mean, basically, he's saying if you got a degree, you can't get the shit smacked out of you. And he goes on and he just dug deeper in, because sometimes folks, they don't know that the grave is shallow. You can like just call it quits and just jump out. He just kept rolling with it. So he goes on to say, yeah, background on me is I grew up in a family with no domestic violence. And he goes on to say he had never seen domestic abuse in his own family, so he had no idea that it affected women of means. So, I mean, so we could say, hey, he was lucky enough that because his family was rich, his daddy, you know, I guess you can summarize that his daddy treated his mama with respect, never smacked her around or whatever, which is beautiful, you know, for him to say, I've had no domestic violence in the family, and my daughter was married and is divorced now, no domestic violence, and I asked her about that, like, so if you don't see it, it doesn't exist. And, you know, and I retort that, hey, I've never seen midget sex, but I know it exists and it's happening. It's probably happening right now. There's some midgets just getting it in, but I don't see it. So I guess because I didn't grow up with midget sex. It just, you know, my parents were taller. They weren't little people. You know, my father's 6 foot. My mother's like 5'6". So they weren't considered little people. So, and all throughout my family, there are no little people. So I've never seen little people, midget, a.k.a. midget sex. So because I don't see it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's funny how these cats say this kind of stuff. Now, I hope I don't lose my listeners, because I understand some folks may be like, well, damn, why are you trying to diss midget sex? To which I would say, no, I'm not dissing midget sex. I'm just saying I haven't seen it. I'm sure, and I apologize to any little people out there listening. Hey, I am for you having as much sex as possible. If you're a little person, midget, whichever one you want to be called, or person of smaller stature, I am for you getting it in as much as possible. My main man, Age, was talking about big booty midget anyway. I'm respectful of it. I'm saying this facetiously because I've always been respectful of it, but it's just the fact that you got a cat that could say something stupid like that. And this is, these are the people who are running for office. Even as quote unquote innocent as he tried to make it, the fact that, yeah, I haven't seen it, so it doesn't exist. Yeah, I'm sure none of y'all seen midget sex happen either. But I'm telling you, it's going down. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm going on break because I think I have overextended myself this segment. This is Lil Brother hiding. Where are you?
I'm a hell of a problem, nobody has the answer. Prove me, spread it out like a body of cancer. My stanza, get it going like a car. Usher in a new era like this, y'all. I'm raw, stripped down, no minerals. A distilled MC, no chemicals, no subliminals. A smooth criminal before the rape charge. I shake it, bake, bring terror to your squad. My pen's ferocious, I'm so focused. And I pray to God that the world knows me. Exposes flaws in your scheme, dog. Me and Dilla go hard, my lord. You don't want no problems. I'm a nigga that'll solve them. Without a doubt, yeah, I'm in the booth cold, knocking niggas out. Tell my tales by word of mouth. Yeah, you know me. When the sun goes down and the lights in the city get low, when your beats ain't around and there ain't no place to go. When the hood start watching and the boys got their eye on your face, jokes. I strangle the air in your throat like you jump from a chair and choke. In midair from a rope, got a big gun and carry your scope. The flare in the smoke, keep niggas quiet like words librarian spoke. I'm arrogant, outlandish, blow your face out and shake out the dandruff. The dicks won't make out the handprints. I'm as real as it gets when it's still in the clips. Walk and make niggas dark and kneeling to split. It gets no realer than this. This saying L-side dropping that definitive shit. This should have been a double album commemorative disc. Cause hip hop might need us. And in your town, no telling where you might see us. Come on, a whole team coming through with T's and white beaters. Out doing the damn thing like beavers. Yo, it's beat to the H-O. I finished the job. Plus my Dominican broad. Make it be chili con queso. Working planet perfect. Verse to verse like a person. A jerk from a circus. Cannon that land to the earth. It's me on the song feature, your fleet breathing is strong. It's a gypsy reading the palm with a drawn heater. Never gone off the wrong reaper. A bong cheaper than dawn, born as long as the bronze sneakers. Got waves of a thuggy, think I won't come against you. Dressed like a bone with pistols and AKs in the butt. And they is blazing and lovely cause I'm bored with the gang. So I sat back, chill, dropped on the shame. And a lot of rap niggas got lost, heard fine tickers carrying tunes and assumed even got soft. They didn't understand it was my next direction. So I'm playing postman and addressing questions like, yes, I'm still an LP, no, I'm not leaving. No, I don't eat meat, but yes, I'm still beefing. But all these whack niggas putting records out. This is all live, nigga, check it out. LP, S, still a fam on a mission. And I ain't worried about niggas biting this for sure. They still teasing off the listening, come on. When the sun goes down and the lights in the city get low, LB and that thriller, come on. When your beats ain't around and there ain't no place to go, on the 919, when the hood start watching and the boys got their eye on the face, from North Carolina to the turn, ain't nowhere to run and there ain't no hide to play, come on.
Fine, just be patient. Here, come here, let me relax you for a minute.
Oh.
together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Lil Brother. Woo! Oh, yeah. That was Lil Brother, Hiding Place. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. One of these days, I gotta find a way... And if y'all got any suggestions on how I can cam live, and you guys can check me out, because, you know, I get my boogie on in between the breaks. I'm just doing them dances that you never see anywhere, ever. Just picture that. And if y'all know of how I can cam in between breaks, I will do that for y'all. Hit a brother up, smoothdrama, smoothdrama.com. I am taking all suggestions. I'm not smart enough to, you know, come up with this stuff by myself. I need y'all listeners who are a tad bit smarter than me. That's all. Speaking of smart, if you didn't know, I'm a comic book junkie. I'm one of them cats. Luke Cage. As some of you know, out on Netflix, blew up Netflix big time. I mean, everybody's watching it, everybody's talking about it. Positive reviews. Everybody loved it, except for, drum roll please, white people. For some reason, and some white people was like, Luke Cage, I liked it, but there were not a lot of white people in it. It's like, really? So, you know, Luke Cage, black man, bulletproof black man in Harlem, which apparently that shakes white people. Oh, we can't shoot him and kill him? It's like he's getting shot by bullets. Maybe that was just give them some white people who watched it, you know, have that racist mentality. Like, well, we can just shoot him and kill him. It's like, oh, he's bulletproof. It's like, damn it. Maybe that was it. I don't know. But there's a lot of folks. I mean, a lot of tweets. Like, Snow White characters, consequence. And it's like, you think that all of these movies that we've seen, and, you know, as a comic book publisher myself, we don't look at it like we're making black comics. We just happen to make comics that have black people in it. Conversely, I never recall as a kid going to the store and reading comics in a drugstore like, man, these white comics are really good. We just said comics. Thus, we apply that to the cinematic experience, as most of the viewers know. There's generally not a lot of black characters in Hollywood movies, series, whatnot. I mean, now and again, you'll have a sprinkling, one or two, in the show, and generally it'd be like one that can that actually speaks and has a role, and then they'll die or like I watch Fear of the Walking Dead, and the one black dude decides that nah, I'm gonna stay behind with all the white people that may kill me, and I'm like, well, because I have a rule, if your show has one black person and you get rid of that one black person, I stop watching. Now, I'm digressing here, but I'm just stating my rules. So conversely, we go to Luke Cage. There are a couple white characters in it. I mean, but you know, I guess they weren't the star of the show, and it disturbed white people enough where they were actually talking about it. And one critic was like, yeah, well, he was better as a guest on Jessica Jones as opposed to headlining the whole show. Mind you, once again, we're talking about a show that pretty much was perfect in my eyes. But apparently white people, if there isn't a white star, it is not successful. Everything gotta be about y'all. Now, of course, I'm not dissing the white homies. I'm just dissing those white people who actually had a problem with a show that didn't have them in it as a majority and getting upset. It's like, well, hell, that's been us since the history of TV. We got one, y'all got 9,999,000. Yeah. Woo! And then on top of it, what's his name from Pulp Fiction? I can't even remember the guy's name, the one who did it. Oh, Tarantino, Quentin Tarantino was like, yeah, I didn't like it because it was in modern times, and if I would have did it, because he's like, I was going to do a Luke Cage movie, but it's going to be blaxploitation in the 70s. And it's like, so it's no good because it's not blaxploitation. Yeah. Quentin Tarantino said that. Luke Cage was no good because it wasn't blaxploitation. Meaning, it wasn't buffoon enough and coonish enough for him. You know, because apparently, if you're gonna do something with black folks, whatnot, if coonery is not involved and buffoonery is not involved, just not gonna work. To which I would say, you know, fuck you, Quentin Tarantino, and fuck you to all of the people who tweeted because there weren't enough white characters in Luke Cage. I'm not going to say nothing bad about you because everything that I would say bad about you, once again, you probably would like. So I'm not going to say kiss my ass or suck my dick or any of that other stuff because you probably would like that. I will go with my standard. My new line is, well, that probably wouldn't work either because, you know, I would say I would just 50 Shades of Grey you. That's my new one. 50 Shades of Grey you, tie you down and just doo-doo and smash it in your face. But some people like that, so not going to say that either. I'm just going to move on to one of my favorite segments of the show. The Dumbass of the Week. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh, Dumbass of the Week, comes out and says, hey, hurricanes are a part of a left-wing conspiracy. I mean, you know, you're used to him saying stupid shit. I mean, because on the daily, I mean, he's like the dumbass of the day, week, year, hour, minute, millisecond. He can roll with all those. He can get, like, at that Time Man of the Year, we can have that Smooth Drama Dumbass of the Year and just put Rush Limbaugh on there. We can call it the Rush Limbaugh Jackass of the Week. I mean, because that's pretty much what he does. He says that the National Hurricane Center was playing games with its forecast to cause false alarms and scare people into believing in climate change. He goes on to say, it's in the interest of the left to have destructive hurricanes because then they can blame it on climate change, which they can desperately continue trying to sell. Think about that for a second. Hurricane Matthew killed 100 and some people. Huge hurricane. Folks in South Carolina, Florida, they've evacuated. The governor, all of them said, get out. Just go somewhere. As a matter of fact, they canceled college football game down there, so you know they're serious. Florida and LSU and all the other games along that coast. Rush Limbaugh says it's left-wing conspiracy, though. Maybe he should just move to Florida. And then he can just be there and like, you know what, I ain't moving. I don't care. It's a conspiracy. I'm guessing he don't live in Florida. I'm guessing he don't live nowhere near a hurricane hotspot. Just an educated guess. I don't know where he lives. Don't care where he lives. But I'm going to take a guess. His dumb ass does not live anywhere near where there's a hurricane. But, yeah. You know I hate talking politics because, you know, I think they're all like in cahoots, scrubs together. But, yeah, Rush Limbaugh, super dumbass of the week. To go with Rush Limbaugh, we have the hater of the week, which Doug Baldwin, wide receiver of the Seattle Seahawks, he is not the hater of the week. He was on Bill Simmons' show on HBO, and he said that there are players in the NFL who were told by their owner they could not protest, that they had to stand for the flag and put their hand on their heart. If not, something bad would happen. Like he would cut them and they would probably blackball them out of the league, or he would whatever. Now you think about that for a second. Once again, white people having a hard time with oppressed people expressing themselves, their displeasure for being oppressed. See, I'm not even going to say black or Mexican, whatever. I'm just going to say oppressed people. Because sometimes you just got to say it for what it is. Oppressed people so threaten these cats, talking about shining a light on it. Like, how dare you? How dare you? Don't do it, or I'm going to cut you. Basically. And I'm sitting up there. He didn't say it, because obviously if he says it, he throws whoever is on the team under the bus and they get cut anyway. But I'd be like, whoever that team owner is, you would say, yeah, I'd never, ever watch that team again. I would refuse to watch them. It's like I refuse to watch Woody Allen movies after he adopted a kid as a baby, and I'm going to keep bringing this up. Adopted a kid as a baby and then married the kid, which makes my balls shrink every time I talk about it. So I probably should stop talking about it, because I like my balls and I don't want them to shrink. But talking about that makes my balls shrink. But I have a civic obligation to say, you know what, that's some sick shit. And I wish, you know, we could find out what team, what owner. Because I would say I refuse to watch it. And I would spread the gospel like we should not watch that team. We should boycott the hell out of that. They're on TV. We never watch them. They got gear. You never buy it. Nothing. Just a thought. In the meantime, I'm going to get off that. I saw where the cast of Empire did an ad for Hillary Clinton, like, well, if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, you know, you're going to get Trump. And you hear that all the time. You'll get Trump. He's racist, xenophobic, anti-women, anti-everything. And there's merit there. But, you know, I look conversely, like, okay, we had the first black president, and it was like open season on black folks. So I'm kind of leaning like maybe if we let the racist white man in, maybe the police will stop shooting black folks. Maybe they'll revert back the anger, because this is like, and it's all speculation on my part. The anger that there's a black man in the White House psychologically will subside if you have a racist white man in the office. I mean, it's not like we haven't had that in America, for the past, 300 years, give or take a year or two. I mean, that's kind of what we've had, so... You know, everybody's up in arms. Oh, we can't go backwards. Like, well, I mean, it did get kind of bad for us here. The whole shooting on video and not guilty. So, conversely, if Trump is elected, maybe some of these racist cops will like the fervor. I won't say religious fervor, but the black fervor, the hate of the black man subconsciously will go away because they'll be at ease, right? Like, you know, a racist white man is back in the Oval Office and we can just go back to just being racist behind the closet, in the closet. You know, we just like retire that and we can go back to just being harassed by the police unnecessarily and not killed, right? I mean, I think it's a valid argument. I know it's blasphemy. Vote for Hillary, have the first woman president, because that's what she's got going for her. Be the first woman president. Yeah. But I'm just saying, conversely, if we elect a racist white man, maybe some order will be restored here in the United States and we can go back to just like the covert racism as opposed to the out racism. Be a little different. I myself think that it works for us. I don't know if anybody else thinks so, but I mean, but if you think about it logically, and it's this country's history is racist. Presidents have been racist, been a lot of racist presidents, slave owning presidents, presidents who have not given a damn about had anything to do with black folks. Hell, you know, I've contended for a few years now. I mean, Obama still hasn't said black. Hasn't nothing encouraged black folks. Nothing. The whole time. And he ain't even running for office. So I'm just saying. Maybe, just maybe. It's blasphemy, but if we let Trump in, maybe we won't get pulled over and shot. And I'm talking about innocent folks. I ain't talking about criminals. I'm talking about just innocent folks reading their books, waiting to pick up their kids, whatnot, or just selling DVDs outside the store, or hell, car breaking down, getting shot. Just a thought. I'm going to go on break now because I need one. This is just a beneath the surface.
man-made lake. There's a sheet of thin ice with unskilled skaters cut figure eight twice. At 16, uncut, direct from the coast. Head on assault, the result, death by the boat. In the boat, it spoke about the average lost permission that was seen by King in a prophetic vision. Like a plane crash from a bomb blast. Special broadcast, slot time with Comcast. They kept the jury quiet, and now the riot performed. While satanic man, now hanging his dorm. I swing on you fake radio personalities, whoosh your ratings. With heights behind casualties and five shots. With low pressure water gunplay. Instantly, slap your five like it's Palm Sunday. I fashioned the first tool from the elements the earth used and built it to a complex network of communication. You're up against a hopeless situation. I screen every vehicle through enemy observation. Swarming unpredictably, we spread terror, increase the fall significantly, change the ever. Check my wind pattern, it's heading west. Success is freedom, failure can mean death. Human sweat, aim shovels, dig up debris and rubble. Permanent damage caused by the double. You, now who, cowardly urge you to merge through. As if the workers that serve you, the Sonic Marvel, who just dropped the next novel. Worldwide, rapidly, more than Marvel. It's a countless amount of MCs I saved, and them same niggas want to squander those gifts I gave.
Moments most sacred, both species, they lay naked in the tombs of old ages. Think back on niggas I ate with, spend the day with, guns we play with, niggas I relate with, we broke bread. I heard through a vine, niggas work for the fed, sent out secretly to take my head. I laid back and meditate to the words they said, skipped town for a month and grew some dread. Had a friend tell my family I was dead. Return at the last fall of the autumn leaves. Operate the plan accordingly. In case the feds are recording me. Sign all documents. Use a forgery, cause just a mere thought of me. I'm like Solomon, spoke bluntly. Told the world I'm black and comely. Howl from the grave, hunt me. The smell of death upon me. I dwell in the hills like Gandhi. Been in the presence of mad peasants and old kings who sold everything on the quest of God divine. Slept in caves to get a clear mind. Who prayed three times when the moon lit and when the sun rise. I met dwellers in the desert, talked to shepherds. Been in the mouth of many leopards. Felt the death kiss of Satan's mistress. Walked through Satan's district, performed religious. Studied pagan scriptures through philosophers and physicians on a cure mission. Who hardened their hearts toward the weak, sick, and afflicted. Candles lit, gambled with a bitch. Who made me love her when I touch her? Saw paws, high claws, bees with sweet honey in their mouth. Have bitter stingers at their tail. Walk through the chambers of death, take a hold on to hell. Embracing her was like embracing the third well.
Mr. F the N word. That was the jizzer beneath the surface. If you want to look like deep beneath the surface, you know, I talk about Groundhog Day. You know, we can't go a week or a show without Groundhog Day, right? What's Groundhog Day? Some would say the normal. Perfect example. 48-year-old Milwaukee man exonerated by DNA evidence in the sexual assault case was released from prison on Wednesday after serving 24 years for a crime he did not commit. Daryl Dwayne Holloway left the Green Bay Correctional Institution one day after Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Jeffrey Wagner signed the order overturning the conviction and freeing him. Wrongfully convicted, 1993. Groundhog Day, right? Because we've heard those stories how many times? I mean, it's like every week somebody else, I won't say every week, we'll say every month. Every month, some black dude who was wrongly convicted 20-some odd years ago, so he lost all his prime. You know, they break him off a little change, whatnot. Hey, we freed you, though. We got it right. Like, 24 years later, mother, he's 48. He lost 24 years. The good years, too. Some good years. He could have made some kids. He could have went to the club. He could have made the next rap album. I mean, whatever. Daryl Dwayne Holloway. He's free. Enjoy your freedom, brother. It is fleeting. But it's another case of Groundhog Day, right? Yeah. Another case of Groundhog Day. Conversely, on the other side of the coin, you know, I talk about how white folks like to change the names to protect the innocent. When I say change the name to protect the innocent, you know I'm being facetious. Carl Furr, chief executive of advertising website Backpage.com, was arrested on Thursday on criminal charges, including pimping. And authorities are investigating the company, which has been accused of facilitating sex trafficking of minors. Now, you know, Backpage is the second largest U.S. online classified ad service right after Craigslist. You know, and we're talking about sex trafficking of minors, which, reality is slave trading. Carl Furr was a slave trader. Because, see, what happens is they try to distance themselves, like sex trafficking is different from slavery, but it's you're taking somebody from somewhere against their will and making them do what you want for free. And you profit from said work. Slavery. Not sex trafficking of minors. Or they call it facilitating sex trafficking of minors. Because they don't want to talk about how that's what happened. Slavery was sex trafficking. You know, there's no difference between the two. Because we know black folks is bred, get this one to get with that one so you can have big, strong kids. And as we know, there was a lot of times when there were a lot of kids that were walking around the plantation that looked just like master, which probably didn't help the relations of those house Negroes with the wife, which could lead to some abuse. And I'm sure the wives probably aborted many a black baby. Or just made sure that, you know, you couldn't bust that nut inside them. The point being, basically, sex trafficking, slavery. Slavery, sex trafficking. Same thing. No difference. Carl Furr, slave trader, not facilitator of sex trafficking. No, slave trader. Christopher Columbus, slave trader. Carl Fur, slave trader. They say Christopher Columbus discovered a place where there were, because you know we got Columbus Day coming up here, discovered a place where there were already millions of people. He's trafficking, slave trading. Who knows? I guess the advertising money wasn't as good as like the front. You know, oh yeah, we making all this advertising money, but he's like the majority of the folks who are well-to-do. He's trying to get that easy come-up money. So yeah, Groundhog Day. Call for her. May he go to a real jail. We know he's not. But that's what's going to happen. Now, speaking of Groundhog Day, you know, we talked about Hurricane Matthew, right? And death toll, previous count was 23. And across the Caribbean, it's 114. Now, talk about, you know, crazy-ass and dumb-ass Rush Limbaugh. But the fact is, yeah, the left and the right would be rejoicing over Hurricane Matthew because what? Where is it hitting? Haiti, Jamaica, Cuba. I don't think there's too much love lost for those three islands. Those three nations. You know, we talk about Groundhog Day. Y'all know I talked about Haiti. They restarted the repatriation, they would call it, basically getting rid of the Haitians immigrants. Like, nah, y'all can't come here. You know, we talk about we'll accept every immigrant but the Haitian immigrants. And you know how they feel about the Cubans. The only way you can be here is if you're anti-Castro. The only way. And Jamaica, I mean, if you know your history, you would know that Jamaica was one of the islands where they were a slave post. And if you couldn't break them, you leave them there, which is basically all the Caribbean islands. You know, if you couldn't break them, they got to stay there. Jamaica in particular. And you know the history of Haiti as the only freedom fighter nation who they kept. They offered asylum to all who wanted freedom, which is not very endearing to the United States and their supreme slave trading, slave loving population here, like Carl Fur, modern day slave trader. I mean, if you happen to know somebody in jail, and if they just happen to be where he is, which they won't be because he's going to be in a white collar jail. But if you knew anybody, please try to get him touched. You know, get beat on a little bit. But the outrage for Haiti, Cuba, or Jamaica, and we're going to help them out? Nope. No outrage at all. Only outrage you're going to hear, as y'all know, is whatchamacallit. It's going to be that
perfect nation coming out of Nate Parker. Nate Parker was acquitted of rape, and the girl killed herself.
They don't say she killed herself 13 years later. None of that. Y'all know I've talked ad nauseum about it, but it's coming out this weekend. I'll be curious to see how many folks go to see it. I know under the present climate, the powers that be, the establishment, probably are not happy that the movie's coming out right now. So I'll be curious to see what happens. I'll be there. I wonder if everyone would be there. It'd be interesting to see what the numbers are going to be. Are they going to lie? Are they going to do like Malcolm X and sell tickets to Saving Bambi or whatever the hell else is out there in the movies right now? Just a thought. Now, I don't normally do this, but I love Duterte of the Philippines. It's not a lot of time, and I'm gonna revisit this again because I love the cat. He's like, yeah, I want to liberate the Philippines from U.S. shackles. You know, he's been killing drug dealers. And anybody on drugs, he's like, look, we're trying to kill you, which does not endear him to the United States, because as I've contended forever in the day, that if you want to defeat colonial powers, you stop them at the illegal trade. Anybody who studied capitalism and the fictitious capital that goes with capitalism, you know that there's no money in capitalism. The money is in the legalities that capitalism covers. Basically, what they call the free market, which is basically drug money. You know, if you have billionaires, they have dirty money on their hands, whether it be from slavery in jail, or just the slavery, or the drug trade. That's where your real money comes from. Not this investments and all this other garbage, fictitious capital that most people who study money and the concept of money know is a false premise. So Duterte talking about liberating the Philippines from the U.S. and don't want them to be a part of the shackling dependency on the United States. So I'd be curious to see how long that guy has, because, you know, talking about cutting off the money, they are not fans of his for obvious reason states that anybody, one, cutting off the drug trade, you know, there are some guys who are probably upset, like, hey, how we get our extra money, you know, drugs, prostitution, whatnot, i.e. what happened in Cuba. Look, we just not going to have it. We going to rebel and get y'all up out of here, which is what Duterte is saying. He told Obama to go to hell, you know, because the U.S. had concern about his deadly war on drugs. Too bad we can't have a deadly war on drugs here, huh? And be all right. Maybe we need one of those. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. And I am out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got
Smooth Drummer.